The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's 11 trivia questions on alien races from the hit animated sitcom Futurama, written by Luke McKay for our pal Greg Hines. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks so much for checking out the show. This show comes out every single day, so if you are looking for some fun on your next commute, on your next workout, on your next dog walk, thanks for finding this show. You can listen to it every single day wherever podcasts are found. And if you dig it, leave it a review. Throw some stars up on iTunes. Leave a couple of words or two. Let people know why you like the show, and then more people will find out about it. Thanks for rating, reviewing, and subscribing. Always. I appreciate it. If you want to know more about me, I host trivia and bingo at about 18 locations every single week, and I do a ton of company parties and corporate team building type things. And you can find out all about me at triviawithbuds.com. Go to the show notes and click on the links to all the different things that I've been talking about in this intro and tons more. If you are brand new to the show and you're like, well, how does this work? What do I do? This is the easiest way I can explain it. I'm going to ask you trivia questions and you're going to write down the answers or yell them out loud or play with a partner or whatever you want to do, however you want to make the show your own. But some people like to write them down and send me their scorecards. I always like seeing those. You can tweet me those or Instagram message me those at Ryan Buds on just about everything. And just kind of testing your knowledge. You know, maybe you're stuck in traffic and you're like, ah, I love trivia, but I can't make it to a trivia night because I'm late from work with all this traffic. Well, you can have your own trivia night in your car by listening to over 500 episodes of this show. And again, if you dig it, tell a friend about it. That would be super, super helpful. And if there's a certain topic you want me to do, you can always message me, ryanbuds@gmail.com, or you can guarantee I get to your topic by donating $5 or more on patreon.com/trivia with buds. I have a bunch of different tiers over there from $1 to $50. And by far the most popular is that $5 tier because people like to kind of shape the show based on topics that they like. And today is no different because we have a great episode picked by Greg Hines, one of my Patreon subscribers for the last several months or so. And Greg said, I love Futurama. How about something like alien races from Futurama, which is a great topic. And my friend Luke McKay, who's also a Patreon subscriber, he got to writing some questions about those that very topic because he saw the Patreon spreadsheet that we have and he said, hey, I saw that Greg had a topic that I'm interested in, so I wrote some questions for it and he sent them to me. And that is super, super appreciated. Thank you, Luke. If you ever want to write questions, if you ever want to come up with content for the show, I do have to do it every single day. And sometimes it's a little bit tougher for me to find time to do that. And if you guys send me questions, man, that makes my life easier. So thank you in advance if you plan on doing that. You could write anything at all. It could be 5, 10 questions, 15 questions, whatever you want to do. And I will try and find time to record them at some point. Now, this show also takes on different forms. So if you're listening for the first time and you're like, cool, it's a guy asking trivia questions. Sometimes it's me answering trivia questions. Sometimes it's a live episode from one of my trivia nights where you can hear the crowd in the background trying to answer trivia questions. Sometimes I have a guest on and we sit down, and we talk about some pop culture stuff and what they're into, and then we quiz them. Or sometimes I'm trying to figure out stuff like with my wife in an episode where Ashley will sit down with me and we'll kind of try and figure them out together. So it takes on all different forms. Sometimes there's guests and we'll be doing a lot more of that in the near future. So thanks for being on board. You can always send me questions too about how to run a trivia night. There is an episode if you search just how to host a trivia night, Trivia with Buds, something like that. It should come up. I think it was episode 70 back when I used to number the episodes like that. And my friend Jim Fields wrote me with a bunch of questions and I had him on the show and answered all his questions. So if you're looking to start your own trivia or bingo night, I'm happy to help you out. My friend Annabella just sent me an email and she said, I have some questions about running music bingo And she sent me several different questions, and I'm going to respond to her as soon as I'm done with this podcast. So if you have questions about anything, I will always be happy to respond and try and help you out and get you started with whatever you're trying to do if I have some expertise in the area. Today's round, like I said, is all about Futurama alien races, and we're going to jump into those questions right about now. So these are written by Luke McKay for Greg Hines from Patreon. Here we go. All right, question number one for Futurama, alien races. This is going to get very nerdy and specific. So if you haven't seen a lot of this show, you might want to jump onto another episode. But if you love Futurama, this one's for you. Question number one, if you were an alien from Amphibios 9, by what name would you call your soulmates? If you were an alien from Amphibios 9, by what name would you call your soulmate? Number one. Question number two, Emperor Lur, that's L-R-R-R, and his wife N-D-N-D rule over which planet? Emperor Lur and his wife N-D-N-D rule over which planet? Question number three, in the episode A Bicyclops Built for Two, Leela falls for an alien named Alcazar, whom she believes is the only remaining Cyclops. What insect does Alcazar resemble in his true form? What insect does he resemble in his true form? Question number four, what race of alien does Leela belong to? What race of alien does Leela belong to? Question number five, celebrity chef Elzar was born on which planet in the Milky Way? Question number five, celebrity chef Elzar was born on which planet in the Milky Way? Question number six, which member of the Planet Express crew is originally from the planet Decapod 10? Which member of the Planet Express crew is originally from the planet Decapod 10? Number seven, which alien race traded much of their land in the Wong family for a bead? Question number seven, which alien race traded much of their land in the Wong family for a bead? Question number eight, Thog, Kug, and Ornick are members of which alien species who worship the Femputer? Thog, Kug, and Omic are members of which alien species who worship the Femputer? Question number nine. Which tiny orange alien race who live on Wormolin and work in the Slurm Factory? Number nine. Which tiny orange alien race, what is the name of the tiny orange alien race who live on Wormolin and work in the Slurm Factory? What are those called? Question number 10, what species of space parasite with a gelatinous green body has the ability to take over and control a person's mind and body? What are we talking about there? Space parasite with a jello-type green body has the ability to have mind control over mind and body. And number 11, Nibbler is one of a highly intelligent species called Niblonians. On what planet are Niblonians native? What planet are Niblonians native? That's your 2-point bonus question, as if it wasn't hard enough already. Okay, those are your 11 questions for alien races from Futurama. Very specific, very in-depth. Great job, Luke and Greg Hines. I hope you had fun answering these, and I hope you weren't the only one. I hope somebody else out there is like, this is my jam. We'll be right back with the answers in just a second. All right, we're back with the answers to Futurama alien races. Here's question number one. If you were an alien from Amphibious 9, by what name would you call your soulmate? Shizmar. Shizmar. Come on, everybody knows that. Shizmar. That's what I call my wife on Valentine's Day, my beautiful Shizmar. Emperor Lur and his wife NDND rule over which planet? Omicron Percy 8. Omicron Percy 8. Good luck with that one. In the episode of Bicyclops Built for Two, Leela falls for an alien named Alcazar, whom she believes to be the only other remaining Cyclops. What insect does Alcazar resemble in his true form? A cricket or grasshopper? Cricket or grasshopper was the answer there. Next question, what race of alien does Leela belong to? She is not a race of alien. She's a mutant. So she was mutated to get her one-eye appearance. Celebrity chef Elzar was born on which planet in the Milky Way? Neptune. There's one that's familiar to regular Earthlings. Neptune. Question number six, which member of the Planet Express crew is originally from the planet Decapod 10? That would be Zoidberg. Zoidberg. I could have guessed at that one. I think that was the only one I probably would have got of all these. Next up, number seven, which alien race traded much of their land to the Wong family for a bead? That would be Martians. The Martians did that trade. Then we had Thog, Kug, and Ornick are members of which alien species who worship the Femputer? The Amazonians. Amazonians. Next up, we had which tiny orange alien race who live on Wormullen and work in the Slurm Factory? Their names are the Grunkalunkas. So like the Oompa Loompas on that Slurm Factory episode, these are the Grunkalunkas. And then, what species of space parasite with a gelatinous green body has the ability to take over and control a person's mind and body? That would just be a good old-fashioned brain slug. Brain slug was the answer there. And the bonus, Nibbler is a super smart species, member of a species called the Niblonians. What planet are Niblonians native? It would be Eternium. Eternium is the name of the planet. Great job, Luke. Thanks for writing those questions, which I would have taken me days to write those and research. So I appreciate you doing that. Thank you so much. And Greg Hines, hopefully you had fun trying to answer those questions amongst other Futurama fans who are listeners of the show. It's time for the trivia team name of the day. This one popped in my head, and I thought it'd be fun. Quizzy McGuire. So it's like that show, Lizzie McGuire, but you put quiz in there for Quizzy McGuire. Use that one next time you need a team name. And the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. You can find that at fmdesignsinc.com, and they are in print form and slide form at my live trivia night. So if you ever come play trivia with me, check out these guys in San Dimas, Funky Monkey Designs. The question of the day is, what Netflix show was created by Matt Groening in 2018? Season 2 of this show, or part 2, is coming out in September. I just looked it up when I looked up this question. Matt Groening created what Netflix show in 2018? All right, guys, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend about the show, and we'll see you next time for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail, and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle, and I've lost 20 pounds already, and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.